This is an ABC podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Kirk, and I used to play footy for the Sydney Swans.
So number 31, Brett Kirk.
It's for the Bloods.
I'm now currently an assistant coach there, and I'm a dad of 5 young kids. Yep, I'm kind of busy juggling a lot of balls, but I'm really passionate about mindfulness. So I've teamed up with Smiling Mind, who are experts in mindfulness. And in Mindfully, I'll take you through sessions designed to help you find a bit more headspace. And I'll talk to experts about how practicing mindfulness can change your life. So what is it? Mindfulness simply means paying attention to the present moment. It's being totally aware of what's going on around you and what you're doing. Sometimes you can have really busy minds, but using mindfulness clears all the clutter in your head. When your mind is clear, you have less stress, you stop worrying, you can find a sense of calm, and you sleep better, and you have more energy. I can definitely vouch for this. I know it played a key role for me to get where I did as an AFL player, and I know now, working in a high-pressure job, it is helping me navigate my way through it. In Mindfully, over 4 series, I'm going to show you how to do it. By the end, I guarantee you'll have a calmer and happier home. Your kids will be loving school more, and you'll have an edge on the sporting field. You'll also be happier and kicking goals at work too, because that's where we're starting. Have you had time off because you just weren't feeling quite right inside yourself? You felt anxious or worrying too much about things? Do you find it hard to let go of work at the end of the day? Well, guess what? Mindfulness can help with that.
Mindfully. Creating a calmer and happier you.
Let's welcome Dr. Andrew Rochford, medical doctor, author, and father of 3. Welcome to Mindfully.
No, thank you. It's nice to be here.
How did you come across mindfulness? Because I know you're quite passionate about it.
Yeah, so originally when I first got involved with Smiling Mind was the first time I'd really dug into what mindfulness was. And I suppose now... gone from being just a guy that talks about it and has read the research and advocates for it to being somebody that tries to actually implement it into my life. I believe your biggest enemy is the one between your ears. You live most of your life in your own head, and you create how you deal with experiences by yourself. It's you take on the information, you decide, how am I going to deal with this? Whether it's success, whether it's failure, whether it's a challenge, whether it's, you know, just going around day to day, you actually create yourself how you deal with that. And I think that we can get ourselves so caught up in believing that we don't have control over that, that there's external forces, that this challenge I'm facing is everybody else's fault, or it's I can't do anything about it. And you actually have to take a moment to realize it's my approach to this situation and how I deal with this that's actually going to have the biggest impact on my life. Do I want to let it get me down? Do I want to be positive about it? And so in those moments where I do feel like, and I am somebody that spends a lot of time in my own head, I do decide, you know what, maybe I just need to be present. I just need to stop worrying about everything else that's going on in the external world and realize that, you know, being at peace for a moment and being present is a really important thing, and being mindful.
You sound like you really know what you're talking about. The stats show that 1 in 5 of us have a mental health day in the last year because we've been feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed. Do you think mindfulness will be able to help with that?
Absolutely. Firstly, I reckon that's probably underestimated.
Yeah, right.
I reckon that's 1 in 5 people who are comfortable enough to be honest about the fact that they've taken time off work because of stress and mental. Because I mean, I would argue there's probably, you could double that if not 3 times.
Yeah, okay.
The number of people, and those extra people just aren't willing to admit it. And I think 100% that we all need to realize that we're creating a world that has different types of stresses, mental stresses, you know, connectivity. Technology is great and it keeps us connected and it makes communication, but it also creates so many other new pressures in our world. We need to get better at dealing with the modern world. And all the stats around anxiety, depression, diagnosable mental health issues, adolescent mental health issues, children with mental health issues, those stats are going up for a reason. They will continue to increase, in my opinion. And we need to create resilience in ourselves. And mindfulness helps with that resilience. Mindfulness gives you a moment to pause and realize that you don't need to get caught up in as I said, the stress that a lot of the time you're creating in your own mind. And I think that that's why encouragement of mindfulness in anyone is an important safety net that we are all going to need at some stage in our life.
So we spend a lot of time at work. What are some practical suggestions you could make to help someone out? Is it a 5 or 10 minutes out of your lunchtime or something to be able to really center yourself, those types of practicalities?
Figure out the type of person that you are. I think what relaxes you the most. There's so many different techniques and different ways to be mindful, and it's a fairly broad term. You know, for me, mindfulness sometimes involves music. You know, sometimes it just involves, you know, listening to a song that I enjoy, or sitting in a place, or just finding some sunshine, doing some exercise, eating food that I like. All those different things that I know make me feel better about myself. And that I can actually just disconnect from the world and enjoy for a moment. That's what mindfulness is. Be in the moment. If it's food, then taste the food, smell the food, enjoy the food. Don't think about the 50 emails you got to answer. Don't worry about that. Just actually take the time to experience that moment. Or whether it's, if you like the beach, go to the beach, sit on the beach, feel the sand between your toes, feel the water, the breeze on your face, the sun on your skin, and actually let your mind process what that feels like. Because while you're processing that, while you're doing that and being in that precise moment, all the other stuff's gone. And that's, I think that's where you can start to put it into your day, where you can start to make mindfulness a part of what you do. And that to me is always in everything in health. If it becomes part of what you do, you'll do it in the long term, yeah, and it will have a better benefit on your health. That's same as deciding, oh, I'm only going to eat certain types of food.
Kind of like brushing your teeth.
Absolutely.
Your mind feels a bit furry if you're not going to those places.
Yeah, and the regularity of that is hard in the beginning, but then it becomes a habit. And that's what we want, healthy habits.
Yeah. Mate, I've loved the conversation.
Love having you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been fun all day.
Dr. Andrew Rochford, medical doctor, author, father of three, mindfulness enthusiast. Thanks so much for being on Mindfully.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Mindfully.
Dr. Addy Wootton is a mindfulness expert with Smiling Mind. We're thrilled to have her. Thanks so much for joining us, Addy.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about mindfulness at work. There's so many people out there that experience both good and bad days at work. Can you talk through some of the stats and research and what it says about how people may feel at work?
Yeah, a lot of people do struggle at work. So we know that about 1 in 5 Australians have taken a day off due to a mental health problem in the last 12 months. We know that the rate of stress is going up and up. So more and more people are feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, so much so that they actually have to take time off work. But we also know that lots of people turn up at work potentially not feeling at their best, and that impacts a whole range of different things, particularly their satisfaction with their work life, but also their productivity and their ability to do their job. So we're seeing that there's actually a really big financial burden placed on workplaces around Australia and probably the world. I think there's an estimate around about $11 billion cost per year related to mental health problems in the workplace. And that's related to time off work, but also loss of productivity. So it's a big problem.
Wow. For the individual, but also the organisations themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, you know yourself, when you're working in an environment and you're not feeling at your best, it's really hard to focus and pay attention. It's really hard to feel motivated and enthused about what you're doing. And so, yeah, exactly. It's a really big problem for the individual, but also for the business itself.
So do you think we could apply mindfulness in the workplace to be able to make a difference with that?
Absolutely. So mindfulness is a practice, I think, that spans across a whole range of different parts of people's lives. And we're finding that more and more adults are using it as a tool to manage stress in particular, but also to boost performance. So that sense of being able to tap into what motivates you and pay attention and focus and to get into that flow that sometimes athletes talk about, but more and more business people or people in the workplace are actually trying to find that sense of flow so that you can focus and really get a lot of productive work done. So mindfulness is a great tool to help people learn how to balance all of those parts of working. So stress management, but also performance.
And what are some of the strategies and tips you could share with us? So if people are listening and going, oh yeah, that's the place I want to get to. That's the space I would like to be in.
Yeah. So I'd have a think about when's the time in your day where you could actually fit a small mindfulness practice or a meditation. And then more broadly, as you start to get used to mindfulness and practicing meditation, you can actually start to see opportunities throughout the workday or potentially with your work colleagues to do some mindfulness practice together. And the interesting thing about mindfulness is that it doesn't have to just be a sitting meditation. It can be a mindfulness practice where you're paying attention to your surroundings. It might be part of your routine work, so it might be, for example, when you're having a meeting with a colleague, you can choose to actually have that meeting in a mindful way. So what I mean by that is that you can actually make sure that you're fully present when you're having those meetings. So paying attention to what the person is saying rather than thinking about the endless to-do list that you have or predicting what, you know, what the rest of the day is going to look like. Actually making sure that you're focusing your attention on the thing that you're doing right then and there. So what we often recommend to businesses is to start a meeting together with a meditation, because often when you walk into a meeting, you're bringing a whole lot of stuff with you. So all of the things that you've been doing that morning, you know, you might have been racing to and from work or getting kids off to school or checking emails, whatever it might be. And so what stopping and practicing a meditation at the start of a meeting does is provide a circuit breaker. So you can actually stop, check in with yourself, reset, maybe reflect on what you want the rest of the day to look like, and then continue on with that meeting. So it actually provides a space where you can actually stop and check in. And for all of your colleagues to do that with you means that you're all going to actually participate in that meeting in a much more present and focused way.
Yeah, I'm a really big fan of that. And so that might only take sort of 1 or 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can do a 30-second meditation if you want to. Sometimes spending a couple of minutes on it is better than 30 seconds, but if you've only got 30 seconds, it's better than nothing.
We've got 4 mindfulness meditations coming up. How would you suggest we use them?
So the 4 meditations that are coming up cover a whole range of different topics, and they're designed to be used at different times. So if you're finding that you're feeling stressed, for example, when you go to work or throughout different times of the day at work, maybe the stress management meditation is the place for you to start. So to start thinking about how your body reacts to stress, where does your mind go when you start to feel stressed, and how can you actually learn to regulate those feelings? For other people, it might actually be helpful to use a meditation or a mindfulness practice between finishing work and going home. Sometimes we all have that tendency to take work home with us, and that can impact on our family life or our outside of work life. So finding a way to use mindfulness as an end to the day can be really helpful. There's a meditation coming up called Work Wind Down, and that helps you do just that. So basically stop and leave work at work and then continue on with your day. Some other areas of practicing mindfulness might be around building a skill. So another meditation that's coming up is around decision making. So, you know, learning how to tune into how you're feeling and look at the options objectively rather than emotionally, and learn how to make a decision based on evidence rather than emotion. So, there's a few different ways that you can use mindfulness and the meditations that are coming up to help you in your workday.
Thanks so much for the insight. Dr. Addie Wooden, thanks for being with us on Mindfully.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's now time to give your first session a go. There are 4 Smiling Mind meditations for you to listen to, which will help you out at work. I hope you get as much out of it as I have. And I'll catch you soon for another series of Mindfully when we head to the sporting arena. You can find Mindfully in the ABC Listen app, or you can subscribe in iTunes or wherever else you get your podcast from. And if you've got a friend or a workmate you think might get something out of Mindfully, share it and get them to subscribe to it. Because sharing is caring.